请看《约书亚记》第五章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 5.
最后一段。
The very last section.
约书亚记五章的十三节底下。
From chapter 5, verse 13 onwards.
约书亚承接责任，要带领以色列百姓来攻占迦南地。
And so Joshua led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan to conquer it.
尤其第一个城啊，耶利哥是一座大城。
The first city they encountered was Jericho, and it was a great city.
因为耶利哥城的成败啊，会影响到整个以色列人的心。
Whether they succeeded in their conquest would determine how the people of Israel would feel about the conquest of Canaan.
约书亚可能承受的压力也很重。
So we can imagine that Joshua was under pressure.
所以他就靠近耶利哥啊，在那边观望。
And so he drew near to the city wall of Jericho and observed.
突然间有一个人啊，有拔出一个刀来，手里有刀。
And so at that time he saw a man standing in front of him holding a sword.
站在约书亚的对面。
And he was standing across from Joshua.
约书亚问他说，你是帮助我们还是帮助我们的敌人？
And so Joshua asked him, are you for us or for our enemies?
他说不是，我是神军队的元帅。
But the man replied, neither. I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
所以约书亚就伏在地上说，我的主，你有什么吩咐？
And so upon hearing that, Joshua fell downto the ground and asked him, what message does my Lord have?
然后这个元帅说，把你的鞋脱掉。
And so the commander of the Lord's army commanded him to take off his sandals.
因为你所站的是圣地。
For the place that he was standing on was holy.
这一段啊，对我们来讲也是非常重要。
And so this passage from the Bible is important to our spiritual life.
我们知道以色列人啊，他们要面对一个很大的征战，要来得到土地，得享安息。
And we can see from here that the people of Israel was facing a great obstacle or a challenge as they began the conquest of Canaan.
虽然神选立了耶稣亚做以色列的领导者。
Even though God had chosen Joshua as the leader of the Israelites.
他带着60万军啊，要跟敌人打仗。
He led an army of 600,000 people.
看起来他是一个元帅，一个领导者。
And he was the commander of the army.
但是神要让他知道啊，真正的领导者不是他。
But God wanted him to understand that the true commander was not him.
因为这是神的军队啊，神是真正军队的元帅。
Because he was leading an army of God, and therefore God is the true commander.
所以神带着天上的天使天兵啊，来跟以色列人并肩作战。
He wanted to let him know that God himself was leading an army of angels to fight for them.
所以本来约书亚说，你是帮助我们还是帮助我们敌人？
And even though Joshua asked him, are you here to help us or to help our enemies?
可能看到他啊，有一些威严，而且啊有能力。
Joshua probably thought that the commander of the Lord's army seemed formidable.
以为是来帮助的。
He thought that he was there to help them.
但神却说，我是要来做元帅的。
But the Lord actually said that I am here to be the commander.
所以耶稣亚就伏在地上啊，请主来吩咐我要做什么。
Upon hearing that, Joshua submitted himself in front of him and asked him what he ought to do.
我们今天有时候在做神的工啊，觉得说我要做什么，我要做什么。
Today when we work for God, we often ask ourselves, what should we do?
其实我们是跟神同工的。
But we need to understand that we actually work with God.
耶稣基督啊，是我们救恩的大元帅。
And the Lord Jesus is the great commander of our work.
所以我们要在他的率领之下啊，看到照着主的吩咐来打属灵的战争。
And we should follow his command and fight a battle according to his command.
其实这种观念啊，从旧约到新约啊，都是一致的。
And this concept is consistent throughout the Bible.
所以圣经里面说啊，神借着先知把以色列人从埃及带出来。
The Bible tells us that the Israelites were led out by the words of the prophets.
以色列人借着先知得到保全。
and the Israelites were protected due to the words of the prophets.
为什么以色列人要立王，神不高兴？
Why was it that when the Israelites wanted to set for themselves a king, God was not pleased?
在何西阿书里面，
In the book of Hosea,
神说啊，我在怒气中把王室给你们。
The God said that in my anger I have given you a king.
但是我是在大怒当中把王废掉。
And in my great anger I have deposed the king.
这个先知跟王的角色啊，这个、领导者，神要我们是一种先知的角色。
Comparing the role of a prophet and the role of a king, God wants us to be a prophet.
先知的角色就是神在做王。
In the role of a prophet, we let God be the king.
先知就是去了解神的旨意，替神来传达信息的。
As a prophet, we try to understand the word of God and in turn, translate the message to the people.
所以以色列人说啊，你吩咐我们什么，我们就做什么；你叫我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。
And so the Israelite says to God, wherever you lead me, I will go. Whatever you command, I will do.
啊，耶稣也是神吩咐他什么样，他就吩咐给以色列人。
And as for Joshua, whatever God said to him, he would convey to the people.
所以我们看到旧约啊，真正神的所用的人啊，就是做先知的角色。
So we can see among the people that were used by God in the Old Testament,
像摩西，
all of them were prophets,
像撒母耳，
such as Moses and Samuel.
所以他们遇到什么事情就祷告神啊。
We can see that whenever they encounter any obstacles, they pray to God.
神就指示他说你该怎么做。
And God would command them what to do.
虽然后来像大卫做王。
Later on, David became king.
为什么大卫能够成为一个合神心意的王？
Why was he called a man after God's heart?
因为凡事他就是祷告神。
Because in everything he prayed to God.
我要去打仗可以不可以？
He would ask God whether he should go out to fight.
神啊，你会不会让我得胜？
He would ask God whether he would give him success or not.
啊，神就指示他，他就照着神的指示来做。
And so God would tell him what to do, and he would follow God's command to the T.
他从小的时候就养成这样的习惯。
And so he had this good habit ever since he was.
后来在征战当中，就是都求问神。
And later during his life of battles, he continued to inquire.
就是做王以后也是一样。
Even after he became king, he was the same.
所以大卫也是一个先知。
And so we can see that David was also a prophet.
因为成为神所用的人。
Because he was a man who was used by God.
在新约圣经里面呢、啊，有一个百夫长。
In the New Testament, there was a centurion.
啊，因为他的仆人病了。
Because his servant was ill.
有人要去求主耶稣了。
And someone went to Jesus to ask for help.
主耶稣说：“我好，我去医治他。”
Jesus agreed to heal him.
那个百夫长说：“主啊，你到我那里来，我不敢当。”
And the centurion said, "I dare not for the teacher to come to my house."
我在军队里面呢、啊，当一个百夫长，我有我的长官，他叫我去哪里，我就去哪里。
I am a centurion, and I oversee an army, and I follow the commands of my leader, and In turn, I send down.
我叫仆人说你做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever I command my servants to do, they do.
啊，你既然是我的主啊，我怎么可以叫你说你做什么，你做什么
？Since you are my lord, how can I command you to do anything?
所以主要你讲一句话，我的仆人就会好了。
But I believe as long as you say a command, my servant will be healed.
所以这个百夫长啊，真的给我们留下一个榜样。
And so the centurion set a good example for us.
我们都是主的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
所以我们要去寻求查验神的旨意。
So we need to seek out the will of God.
说不是称呼主啊主啊的人就能够进神的国。
Not everyone who calls out Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去。
Only those who follow the commandments of God can enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，我们要照着神的旨意来行，那你就要去寻求。
And in order to do according to God's will, we need to seek out His will.
所以哥罗西书里面说啊，我们要满心啊，知道神的旨意。
In the book of Colossians, it says that we need to know the will of God.
啊，然后按照神所指示的这样来行事。
And then do according to the will of God.
啊，因为我们是神的仆人呢、啊，所以我们要尊主为大。
Because we're the servants of the Lord, we need to see Him as our Lord.
好像保罗啊，认识主以后，
just as Paul after his conversion,
啊，被主荣光一照，他就说：“主啊，你是谁？你要我为你做什么？”
After the great light shone in his face, he asked the Lord, "Lord, what should I do?"
啊，神对耶稣亚说啊，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
And God said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals."
因为你所站的是圣地。
For the place where you're standing is holy.
这个神所临在的地方啊，就是圣地。
Wherever God is a holy place.
一个地方啊，要让神临在，必须要圣洁。
And in order for a place to be visited by God, it needs to be holy.
生命记里面说啊，神在营中啊行走，要来帮助以色列人征战。
And Deuteronomy it says God will walk among the camps to help the Israelites.
但是神如果看到这个地方啊不洁净啊，神就会离开。
But if God sees a place that is unclean, He will depart from them.
所以神既然是元帅，要来带领以色列人打仗。
So if God is the commander of the Lord's army to help the Israelites,
所以他也要以色列人啊能够圣洁。
He also wants the Israelites to be clean.
因为不圣洁啊，神就不同在了，他们就没有办法得胜。
Because if they're not holy, God will not be with them, and they will not have success.
我们今天在追求属灵的战争也是一样。
So today, as we fight our spiritual battles,
为什么有些教会不发展？
We will notice that some churches may not have much progress.
因为有时候对那个罪恶啊袒护姑息。
Because
神不同在。
They are not aware of the importance of sins.
因为神是祭邪圣洁的神。
And therefore, God does not abide with them because God is a God that is holy.
所以神是圣洁的，唯有圣洁才能够得到神的同在。
And only those who are holy will have the abidance.
我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
本来这个耶利哥城啊，因为以色列人来了，所以他们城门关得很紧。
Because the Israelites arrived at the city of Jericho, the city wall was closed.
城墙很高大，没有办法进去。
And the walls of the city was great, and no one could enter in.
但是神对耶稣亚说啊，我已经把耶利哥城啊交在你们手里了。
But God said to Joshua, "See, I have already delivered Jericho into your hands."
所以你们只要照着神的吩咐来征战。
You just have to do what I say.
那这个征战的方法很奇怪。
And so the way they fought this battle was very strange.
不是说叫他们要准备多少的兵器，动员多少人。
He did not tell them how many people to prepare for this battle, or
而是叫他们去绕城。
But he commanded them to circle the city.
每天早上一早起来，他就全部的军队在耶柜的带领之下去绕城。
And so, following the lead of the ark, they would circle the city every morning.
他每天啊绕一圈就回去休息了。
And after circling the city one time, they would go home and.
那到了第七天呢、啊，绕七次。
On the seventh day, they circled the city seven times.
啊，这样平时绕城的时候都要安静无声。
And they ought to remain quiet as they circled the city.
说连一句啊都不可出你们的口。
Not even a sentence could come out of their mouths.
啊，等到神叫他们呼喊的时候，他们才呼喊。
They were to shout after God commanded them to shout.
最后他们都照着神的吩咐来做。
And so they follow God's commands.
到了第七次啊，大声呼喊呢、啊，结果那个城就倒下来了。
So after the seventh day circling the city wall fell.
所以属灵的征战跟一般的征战不一样。
So spiritual battles are not the same as physical battles.
所以我们是啊打属灵的战争啊，所以不是靠着属血气的兵器。
Because we fight a spiritual battle, we do not depend on fleshly weapons,
而是在神的面前有能力，
but we ought to have strength in front of the Lord,
才能够攻破坚固的营垒，把人的心力夺回来，
so that we can break down the barrier or walls between us and the hearts of men.
啊，所以这就告诉我们在一切的圣功上啊，在神的带领之下，按照神的旨意来行啊，自然的我们这个工作就能够顺利进行。
From this we also learn that by following God's command we can smoothly carry out his work.
所以耶柜在前面领路。
And so the ark led the way for the people.
这个每天绕一圈啊，第七天绕七次。
The fact that they circle once a day for 6 days and then on the seventh day they circle seven times.
有人举例说啊，我们比如说我们要带领一个慕道者。
has been liking to bring in a true seeker to church.
啊，我们平时啊，有空的话啊，就去找他啊，谈谈道理。
It means that on a routine day, we may go and visit them.
那我们每一次灵恩会进了的时候啊，就要发挥啊更大的力量。
But as time drew near to a spiritual convocation, we may visit them more
frequently. 在最后一天呐、啊，要绕七次，要发挥七倍的力量。
It is like how they circle the city seven times.
啊，然后这个城就会倒下去了。
And the wall would fall down.
好、哦，那这是给我们一点学习。
And so this is a lesson we may learn from this passage.
我们看六章的十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 18.
六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
至于你们，务要谨慎，不可取那当媚的物。恐怕你们取了那当媚的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。他们要攻这个耶利哥城的时候，神特别吩咐。
As they're fighting this city of Jericho, God especially commanded them.
说只有金银铜铁啊，归入神的府库。
They could only take gold, silver, articles of bronze and iron into the house of God.
其他的物主的东西啊，都要用火把它烧掉。
But everything else they must burn with fire.
所以后来他们得到这个城以后啊，在二十四节说，他们就用火将城安所有的焚烧了。
And so in verse 24 it says that they burned everything else.
啊，耶利哥啊，这是一个罪恶城，里面很多啊不好的东西，所以要烧掉。
Because there are many bad things in the city of Jericho.
那这个在第七章啊，就谈到他们征战失败的原因呢、啊，就是有人取了当媚之物。
In chapter 7 describes the reason for their later downfall. It is because someone had taken the accursed thing.
所以神的怒气向他们发咒。
And so the anger of the Lord went out to the people.
所以我们把那个当媚之物哈、啊，这个当媚的物一直连续出现，我们把它画出来看，算算看有几句哈。啊
The words accursed things appear many times in this chapter.
我们在查经啊，有几个方法。
There are many ways to study the Bible.
一个是按照这个圣经的段落一段一段来查。
We can study the Bible section by section.
另外一个就是人物的查经。
Another way to study the Bible is to study Bible characters.
一个就是事迹的查经。
Another is to study.By biblical events.
我请大家把那个耶稣亚哈，耶稣亚的事迹把它列出来。
So I would like to ask you to list all the events that happened in the book of Joshua.
那就是属于人物的查经方式。
By doing this, you will be studying the character of Joshua.
把一个人呐、啊，圣经里面所有记载的有关他的事迹，统统找出来。
And so, please take some time to list out all the events.
然后可以把它分类，啊，然后再去分析。
In Joshua's lifetime, and after finding out the different events, you
他对神的态度
and analyze.
啊，有哪些啊值得学习的地方
？We can study his attitudes toward God and also his good points.
啊，还有他的啊有什么缺点必须要改进
？We can study his strengths and his weaknesses.
哦。啊，还有哪些呀、啊？可以做预表的，啊，可以做我们的教训的。
We can also study the ways in which he prefigured he prefigured Christ.
啊，如果我们这样分析了以后啊，我们就可以从这个人物当中啊，得到很多的教训。
And I believe that we will learn many lessons from studying this character.
啊，另外一个就是事迹的查经。
Another way to study the Bible is to study biblical accounts.
啊，比如说以色列人过红海啦，过约旦河，这就是一种事迹。
For example, we can study the crossing of the Red Sea or the crossing of the Jordan River.
我们在查一个事迹当中啊，会看到这个事情的原因、过程还有结果。
By studying individual events, we can find out the prerequisites, the preconditions for the event, what happened, and also the results.
有些是正面成功的例子。
There are positive examples from the Bible.
有些是负面失败的例子。
There are also negative examples from the Bible.
然后我们再去探讨说，他为什么会成功，原因在哪里
And then we can study why they were successful and why they failed.
然后我们怎么学习他们那个成功的一些榜样。
We can also follow their good examples.
而有些是失败的例子。
There are also bad or negative examples.
我们就去分析他失败的原因在哪里。
We can also analyze reasons for their downfall.
然后从当中啊引申到我们的生活上的一些教训。
By doing this, we can gain further lessons for us to apply in our lives.
所以这个耶稣雅记里面啊，这很多的征战啊，都是一种事迹。
And so there are many battles in the book of Joshua, and there are individual events that we can study from.
我们可以用这方面来学习哈。
So we can study the Bible in this way.
我们看六章的二十六节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 26.
六章二十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 26.
耶稣要叫众人呢、啊。啊、启示
At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath.
说不可以把这个耶利哥城啊重建起来。
Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild the city Jericho.
啊，并且说啊，如果重建耶利哥城，立根基的时候会伤长子，安门上的时候会伤幼子。
It says, at the cost of his firstborn son, will he lay its foundations? At the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates.
啊，这是告诉他们这个耶利哥啊，罪恶城不可以把它重新建立起来。
This is to tell the Israelites that the city of Jericho is an evil city and they should not rebuild the city.
啊，不过在六百年以后啊
，But after 600 years，
就是在亚哈王那个时代
，In the time of King Ahab，
有一个人呐、啊，他把这个耶利哥城啊。又把它重新建起来。
There came a man who rebuilt the city of Jericho.
啊，这个人叫做希伊勒哈、啊，这个是在《列王记上》十六章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 16.
列王记上十六章。
First Kings chapter 16.
十六章最后啊。
The last verse.
三十四节。
In verse 34.
十六章三十四节。
First Kings chapter 16 verse 34.
亚哈在位的时候，有伯特利人希伊勒重修耶利哥城。利根基的时候，伤了长子亚比兰；安门的时候，伤了幼子希哥。正如神借着嫩的儿子耶稣雅所说的话。那我们看到啊，神的话。你看讲了以后啊，经过六百年还是应验了。
We can see that the words of God came true after 600 years.
哦，所以神是永恒的神呢、啊。
Our God is an eternal God.
他讲的话不会改变的。
And His word does not change.
哦，他借着耶稣雅啊叫众人启示的话，结果在六百年以后应验。
Through the words of Joshua and his pronouncement.He made a prophecy that was fulfilled 600 years later.
不过我们从这个耶利哥的历史来看、哦、耶利哥、啊、其实一直都有人住在那里。
But we know from the history of Jericho, there has been people living there for a long, long time.
啊，这里所跟他们讲的不可以重修这个城啊，就是那个城墙。
Here when it mentions not to rebuild the city, it meant not to rebuild the city wall.
因为那是做战争的防御的工事。
Because a city wall is the city's protection in a battle.
所以，这个在属灵上来讲啊，就是告诉我们这个罪恶啊，不能够重新把它建立起来。
Spiritually means that we should not rebuild the evil life that we led.
我们信主受洗以后啊，啊一些啊不合圣经的东西，我们都要把它消除掉。
After we have been baptized, we need to get rid of all the things that are evil in God.
一些罪恶，还有一些不好的习惯。
We need to get rid of the evil things and the bad habits.
啊，不要再去重新走那个罪恶的道路。
We should not go back to walk on the evil way.
加拉太书第二章里面，保罗说啊。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul says.
我素来所拆毁的，我如果重新把它建立起来，明显我就是一个罪人呐、啊。
If I rebuild my sins, it means that I am again a sinner.
其实他在那边所讲的是律法。
It means to, actually he was referring to the law.
因为以色列人他们一直想要靠自己行义啊，这样靠律法来得救。
Because the Jews wanted to be justified or saved by the law.
在保罗一直跟他们讲说啊，其实人不是靠自己的行为得救，而是靠着接受耶稣基督的救恩。
And so Paul wanted to reassert that man is not saved by works, but by the grace of God.
像他自己本身啊，如果按照律法来讲，他是没有可指责的。
Because according to the law, he was blameless.
但实际上啊，他还是觉得很多啊，该行的没有行，不该行的去行。
But at the same time, he felt that he was not able to do what he ought to do, and he kept doing what he did not want to do.
律法只是让人知罪，但是没有让人胜过罪的力量。
So the law is there for men to know their sins, but it does not have the power to cause men to depart.
只是让人知道人没有力量，所以一定要来靠着主耶稣的救恩来帮助我们。
The law allows us to understand our weakness so that we can go and seek out help from Christ.
像割礼啊，有割礼没有割礼都无关紧要了，外邦人可以不要割礼啊。
And so whether circumcision or uncircumcision, it is the same for the Gentiles.
但是有些律法主义的人还是强调要守律法啊，还要先割礼。
But there were people who insisted that it was necessary to perform circumcision.
所以保罗说啊，我是来已经拆毁掉了，不可以把它重新建造起来。
So Paul said, what I have already torn down, you should not rebuild.
啊，引申来讲啊，我们过去啊，对信仰上的错误，行为上的错误。
If we had misunderstanding in faith.
现在我们信主了以后啊，我们就不可以再回到以前的旧的生活。
If we had misunderstandings of the truth, now that we have believed in Christ, we should not return to our old lifestyle.
所以彼得更说啊，说那个，我们看彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书二章二十节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
二章二十节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
说倘若他们因为认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。二十一节
Verse 21.
说他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。二十二节
22.
所以说的真不错啊，果所吐出来的，他转过来又吃；猪洗净了，又回到泥巴里面去滚。这话在他们身上正合适。这里讲到我们领受了新生命以后
，Here it tells us after we have received a new life，
说我们生命要更新，要有新的生活。
Our life has to be renewed, and we must live a new life.
所以当然我们就要按照圣经里面的道理啊，进行把它行在我们的生活当中。
And so we should walk according to this new life in our.
脱离了一切的污秽罪恶。
And we should depart from everything that is unclean.
啊，说一个人如果信主了，又回到罪恶的道路啊，说他以后的境况会比先前更不好。
But if a person who has already received Christ goes back to his old ways.It would have been better that he.
所以他这里举了两个例子啊。
So here it gives two examples.
说那个动物啊，像狗啊，狗吐出来以后，它又去吃。
It is like a dog who, having vomited, returns to his own vomit.
猪你再把它洗得再干净，它还是到泥巴里面去滚。
It is like a pig that has been washed, but he or she goes back to the mud.
因为它就是那个动物的生命，它的生活就是这样。
Because they're animals, and this is what they do.
所以我们过去啊，离开神，因为我们那个生命啊，变了。
But after we have received Christ, our life has changed.
所以喜欢过罪恶的生活。
And even but we should not live a sinful life.
啊，但是我们现在信主了以后，我们现在有新的生命。
Even though we used to like living a sinful life, now we have received.
是主耶稣的生命活在我们里面。
And the life of Christ lives in us.
所以我们就要有一个更新的生活。
And so we ought to live a renewed life.
他说不要再把那个罪恶的城啊啊再把它重新建造起来。
So we should not rebuild a city of sins.
我们看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
第七章我们在学习的时候，我们可以把第七章跟第八章做一个比较。
As we study chapter 7 and chapter 8, we should compare the two.
他们攻打埃城的时候失败。
So the first time they fought Ai, they were not successful.
啊，这是他们在几个战争当中啊，唯一的一场失败。
This was the only failure in their battles.
我们可以去探讨他失败的一些原因。
And so we can study the reasons for their failure.
啊，然后第八章啊，后来他们又去攻打埃城，他们得胜了。
They fought the city of Ai a second time in chapter 8.
我们可以去分析他们后来得胜的一些原因。
And we can also study the reasons for their success.
我们人往往在成功以后很容易失败。
After a recent success, we often experience failure.
挪亚在洪水以前啊，兢兢业业。
Before the flood, Noah was very watchful.
啊，天天啊，造方舟，传警告。
He preached the warning and he built the ark.
那洪水以后啊，他就开始耕种葡萄园了。
After the flood, he began to plant a vineyard.
啊，葡萄收成以后，他就造酒了，哇，喝了以后，结果就显出秀出来了。
After he harvested grape, he became drunk on wine, and then he became shameful.
以利亚在加密山上的时候，一个人可以对付800多个假先知啊。
On Mount Carmel, Elijah was able to fight against many, many false prophets.
啊，把罪恶除掉，把百姓带回来。
And he was able to get rid of the sins among the people.
后来他一求雨啊，3年6个月没有下的雨又降在地面上。
And he was able to pray for rain after 3 years and 6 months of drought, and rain came.
可以说他的工作啊，他整个工作啊，达到了顶峰啊，最高点。
And so it was the climax of his career.
但是没有想到，第二天开始啊，他就开始逃命了。
But by the second day, he began to flee for his life.
后来跑到树下，在那边求死。
And he went under a tree and asked for death.
跑到何烈山去躲在洞里面。
And he went into a hole in the mountain and to hide for his life.
因为他原来啊看到神啊，他说我是神的仆人啊，所以他向神祷告什么都得到。
He knew that he was a servant of God and whatever he prayed to God for, he would receive.
当他成功了，又会认为说啊，你看我跟我的列祖不一样啊。
But after his success, he may have felt that he was different from his predecessors.
听到耶洗别一句要恐吓他的话，他就开始逃了。
So when he heard the words of Jezebel, he was afraid and
他说神啊，罢了，你取我的生命了。
And he thought that God was taking his life away.
我实在没有办法胜过我的列祖啊。
It is true that I cannot be greater than my predecessors.
所以他把自己本来看得很大。
So he saw himself as someone who was great.
他把那个目标啊，从神那里转到自己身上啊。
He moved his focus on God to himself.
结果从那个山上这样就摔下来了。
And so immediately he fell from the high mountain.
所以人往往在那个成功的时候啊，很容易造成失败。
It is easy for someone to experience failure soon after success.
有时候神跟我们同工了，有一些工作上的成果。
Sometimes after God has been working with us, we experience some success.
会接着说，你看，我就是跟人家不一样。你看，神跟我同在。
And we might think to ourselves, "Look, I am different from other people. That is why God is with me."
那个时候啊，很容易就造成我们的失败。
But it is also a critical period where one can easily fall.
为什么说圣经说啊，你当你成功的时候，你要更谦卑，而且要把一切的荣耀归给神。
That is why the Bible tells us when you're successful, you ought to humble yourselves and give glory to God.
亚伯拉罕去打仗得胜回来。
After a successful battle that Abraham fought.
啊，所多玛王就说啊，你财物统统给你了。
And the king of Sodom wanted to give him a lot of money or treasures.
亚伯拉罕说啊，你的东西啊，一根鞋带我都不要。
And Abraham said, "I do not want to take anything from you."
后来撒冷王来跟亚伯拉罕说。
Later, King of Sodom came to say to Abraham,
至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。
The great God has given the enemies into your hand.
是应当称颂的。
He ought to be praised.
所以亚伯拉罕知道了，我这一次征战不是靠我家里的壮丁。
So Abraham knew that the reason why he was successful was not that he was a great warrior or that his household
因为是神把敌人交在我的手里。
It is because God had delivered his enemies into his
hands. 所以他就把他的财物啊拿出十分之一来给神，向神感恩。
And so he, out of his wealth, he took one tenth of his wealth to give to God.
所以当你成功的时候，你要想到神啊，就是神帮助你，神给你力量，给你机会。
So when you're successful, do not, when you're successful, think of God. It is because God has given you opportunity.
彼得叫一个四十年啊。瘸腿的人叫他起来走路。
Peter asked a person who is lame for 40 years to get up and walk.
大家都用很稀奇的眼光在看他。
And everyone looked with astonishment.
哇，这个人这么有能力啊！一个瘸腿的一叫就起来了。
They were surprised that Peter was so powerful because he was able to raise the lame.
彼得说：“你们怎么用那个稀奇的眼睛在看我呢？”
And so Peter said, "Why do you look at me with such eyes?"
这不是因为我的信心好，也不是我比别人虔诚啊。
It is not because I'm more devout than others, nor is my faith greater than others.
这是主耶稣所赐的信心，让这个病人好起来了。
It is the faith that God has given him that has made him well.
是主所赐的信心。
It is the faith that God has given him.
人只是神啊，要完成他工作的一个器皿。
We're only an instrument of God's.
神可以借着你，也可以借着别人啊。
God can work through you, or He can work through other people.
所以我们不能够把那个眼光啊看在人，我们要看在神。
And so we should not set our eyesight on people, but on God.
因为一切的成就要怎么成就啊，是在神。
Because all success depends on God.
所以人往往会觉得说，哇，你看我就是不一样。
Because as people, we like to think that we're different or superior than others.
这很容易就失败了。
But that is also the reason why we fall.
其实耶利哥城啊，并没有靠着他们呐、啊、去征战来得胜啊。
Because from the battle at Jericho, we know that the Israelites did not fight their own battle.
神叫他们说：“你们每天造城造城，造完了以后就倒下去了。”
All they did was that they circled the city. And the city walls.
后来他们去看那个埃城的时候啊。
And afterwards, they went to fight at the city of Ai.
啊，那个太小了。
And so in their hearts, they thought.
耶利哥那么大的城啊，都能够攻下来。
And they were proud of the fact that they were able to conquer Jericho.
啊，两三千个人去就可以了啦。
And so they just wanted to send 2,000 or 3,000 people to fight.
事实上，前面那个城啊，不是靠他们的力量争得胜的。
But they forgot that they did not conquer Jericho by their own might.
他们以为说三千人啊就可以得胜。
They falsely believed that they only needed 3,000 to fight the city.
结果失败了，在众人面前逃跑。
And so the result of that was that they were not successful.
还被杀了三十
六个人。Before their enemies, and 36 people among them were killed.
啊，耶稣啊，就撕裂衣服啊，坐在灰土当中一直哭啊。
And so Joshua tore his clothes and he sat in ashes and cried.
神啊，你怎么把我们带到这里来，交在那个敌人的手里？
He cried to God, God, why have you brought us here to be delivered to our enemies?
以色列人在敌人面前啊，逃跑了，我们以后怎么办呢？
Because the Israelites have fled before their enemies, what should we do now?
人哦，往往在失败的时候啊，没有检讨自己，先检讨神。
Often in our failure, we often do not examine ourselves, but we examine God instead.
神啊，你为什么这样？你为什么没有帮助我们？
That is why he asked God, "Why did you not help us?"
啊，就是人的软弱了。
And this is a weakness of men.
啊，神跟他讲说，你匍匐在那里做什么？
And God said to him, "Why are you prostrate?"
起来，因为以色列人犯罪了。
Get up, because the Israelites have sinned.
所以有时候人犯罪啊，这个罪跟让人跟神之间的关系啊断绝了。
We know that when we sin, we break the relationship between men and God.
所以圣经里面说，人心注重罪孽，神就不垂听你的祷告。
The Bible tells us that if there's sin in our hearts, God will not listen to our prayers.
不是神的手臂缩短。
It is not the arms of God as short.
也不是他的耳朵啊聋了，没有听见。
It is not that the ear of God is deaf.
说因为我们的罪啊，让我们的祷告没有办法进到神的耳中。
It is due to our sins that the words in our prayers cannot reach God.
所以你这个罪的问题没有解决的话，你的祷告没有用了。
So if you do not resolve the problem of sin, your prayers will be futile.
我们要跟神建立关系啊，这个人跟人之间的关系也很重要。
Furthermore, in order to build a relationship with God, the relationship among people is also very important.
主耶稣说啊, 你如果要献礼物给神,
the Lord Jesus said, if you want to give a gift at the altar,
但是你想到有弟兄得罪你,
but you remember someone has wronged you,
不是你得罪他,
or sinned against you,
而是他得罪你哦,
if someone has sinned against you,
说你把礼物先放下来,
put down your gift,
啊, 先去跟他和好,
you first resolve your relationship with this
然后来献礼物, 然后你的礼物得到神的悦纳,
and then you can come back and give your gift to God.
所以这个人跟人之间的关系不好, 也会影响到我们人跟神之间的关系。
So this means that if we have bad relations with others, that would affect our relationship with God as well.
彼得说啊, 说做弟兄的, 你要体谅你的太太她比较软弱, 是软弱的器皿。
Peter said that you as husbands, you need to understand the weakness of your wives.
说你要用按情理跟他同志。
You should have a heart of compassion.
啊，这个情理在英文就是知识了, 你要去了解他。
It means to have an to understand your wife.
啊，用爱心跟他同志。
And to live with her in love.
啊，这样你的祷告就没有阻碍。
If you can do this, then your prayer will not be stopped.
所以这个夫妻的关系啊, 也会影响到我们跟神之间的关系。
And so we know the relationship between husband and wife will also affect the relationship with God.
哦, 当然如果说我们跟神越亲近, 我们夫妻的关系也会越好。
Of course, we also know that if we draw closer to God, the relationship between husband and wife will also improve.
所以以色列人啊, 因为犯罪了, 所以他们逃跑。
And so the Israelites sinned, so they had to fled before their,
enemies.
Even though Joshua cried out to God,
神叫他起来去处理一些犯罪的事情,
God commanded him to get up and to take care of the problem of sin.
说如果没有把这个罪除掉的话, 说会在敌人面前站立不住的。
Because if they did not get rid of the sin, they would not be able to stand in front of their enemies.
后来就去抽签啊, 一直抽到亚干。
And so they cast lots and they they found this person Achan.
有时候我们会想说, 为什么要这么麻烦, 一个猪派, 一个抽了好久。
Sometimes we may think that why is it so cumbersome?
神就干脆告诉亚当说, 告诉耶稣亚说, 亚干犯罪吧。
Why didn't God just tell Joshua that Achan was the one that sinned?
但神就是利用这一段的时间, 希望啊, 这个犯罪的人能够悔改了。
But God actually wanted the person that sinned to repent in time.
亚当, 亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊,
After Adam and Eve sinned,
他们躲起来,
they hid themselves.
啊, 神在那里呼唤,
and so God called
亚当啊,
out to them.
你在哪里啊? 亚当啊, 你在哪里?
And God said, Adam, where are you?
难道神不知道亚当在哪里吗?
Do you think that God didn't know where Adam was?
但是神就一直呼叫他, 希望他能够想到自己的错, 希望他能够回头了。
But God continued to call out to Adam, hoping that he would return and confess his sins.
但没想到他就把责任统统推给别人。
Adam actually used his wife as a scapegoat.
这个亚刚啊, 也承认犯罪, 承认得太慢了。
And this person Achan, even though he confessed the sin,
it was too late.
He only did it after they had identified.
耶稣也对他说, 你要老实把你所做的事情,
after Joshua has said to him, please tell me plainly, do not hide.
那个时候他才说我实在得罪神了。
That is when he said, I have sinned against God.
但是很可惜啊, 后来他跟他所有就受连累啊, 被石头打死。
And very sadly, him and his whole household were stoned to death. Let us pray in silence.